right. We are now going to roll into our post-race press conference with our race winner in today's Geico 500 at Talladega Super Speedway. We've now been joined by the driver of number 8, Chevrolet Kyle Busch. Kyle, congratulations on that win. 10 races into the season, you now have two wins with your team at RCR. Just tell us a little bit about those final laps and really what it means to have two wins in the books at this point in the season.
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot, obviously. Just, last time I won here 15 years ago, my first year with JGR, and here we are, my first year with RCR, being able to get back to victory lane at Talladega. So it's been a little bit, but it's really cool to welcome on a new partner of ours with McLaren's Custom Grills to score a win with them with RCR. And Team Chevy to get that Camaro in victory lane here, is really, really good for us. We're obviously short on fuel and kind of stretching it. I don't think we would have taken that chance. I probably wouldn't have taken that chance of staying out if it wasn't for the win in Fontana. So obviously that kind of opened up our playbook and really gave us a chance to be up front, restart up front, and go for a win today. So, just being in the right place at the right time. Sometimes you got to be lucky. And feels good to have that. And I'm sure all of you guys are going to be going to Cheddar's tomorrow for your free tender meal. And as I probably need to send Brexton over there, we get some of our own.
All right. We'll now go to questions. If you have a question for Kyle, raise your hand. I'll work to get a mic around, and we'll start with Jeff.
So I was confused because it sounded like he was trying to call you to pit road, and then you were like too late, like you were past it, but we didn't really have a good view on TV. So what exactly was the sequence there of you guys talking about that?
Yeah. I guess I, in my own mind, was like, there's no way you come to pit road and just throw away your day. Like, your day's done, you know, and we didn't have any stage points. So we had nothing at that point in the race, you know, so I was just like, why not just take the chance? And so he said, pit, pit, pit. And I was like, that's a good thing. It's too late anyway. I knew I wasn't going to get it in there. But also, I wouldn't have anyways. I would have just taken the chance and just said, you know what, roll the dice. Let's go.
All right, go ahead.
Christian Coley, kickingthetires.net. You kind of had struggled at super speedways before you came to RCR. How much has joining RCR helped you kind of gain your confidence and everything as a plate racer? I mean, because of the first two plate races we've had this year, you've been contending for the victories.
Yeah, I wouldn't say today we contended much. We got up front there for a little bit, and then we came off of pit road really, really good in that second stage, I believe, behind Chase, and the 24 was with us, and then we caught up with the Fords, and then we all got miscongobulated, and it shucked me to the back, so then I was in the back again, and the 9 was able to, I think he won that stage, so that must have been, yeah, the finish of stage 2. So, our average running position and where we ran for most of the day wouldn't have showed that we contended much, but, take them as they come. And it was just, like a 200-mile-an-hour parade lap. It was just hard to make passes and get enough room in the middle to make a move up the middle or get enough of a gap to the inside where you can fall in and then try to cycle up and get a gap to the outside and cycle up. And, just was really hard.
All right, we're going to go to Steve and then John.
Steve Connolly, the podium finish. Kyle, you referenced the 15 years in between your Super Speedway wins. Did you ever feel that Lady Luck was going to shine back on you and have the luck here at the end of the race to survive one of these and be in that position?
Well, ever since 2015 struck, I've always just hoped to walk out of a Speedway race at the end of the day. So, when you're able to do that, you might as well take solace in it, and it's not a win, but at least you're going home on your own two feet. So these races, they're all hard to win, but especially speedway races are hard to win. You got 30 guys out there vying for it as well too, that have a legit shot to win, just barring different circumstances, so there were some wrecks in front of us today. We were able to squeak through and not get caught up in it, fortunately, which isn't a whole lot of my luck here, so we'll take this one for sure.
And I asked Randall earlier about having a driver that maybe doesn't overrule him on a call, but will actually say, "Hey, look, this is where we're at. We should just go ahead and stay out and go against kind of what he called." And he said it was kind of almost refreshing to have somebody like that. What does that mean to hear that from your crew chief?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really voice that over the radio about, you know, hey, we got to win. We might as well just stay out and ride this thing out. I just thought it in my head. So, but, you know, it's cool to work with Randall, and obviously he gives me, you know, a lot of leeway just with my experience and stuff like that and being here. And so, you know, probably a few years ago I would have pitted and just, you know, taken the finish, whatever that might have been. We probably would have been caught up in that wreck, you know. So, but when I thought that we'd have a shot for a front row start there at the end, I was like, there's no way we can pit. I mean, if we run out of gas coming off of turn two after we take the green flag, so be it, you know. But, yeah, just go for it. Roll the dice.
All right, John, go ahead.
John Newbyheavy.com. When Richard was in here, he said that you're helping build back the organization to where it used to be. Is there an area where you feel like you've made the biggest impact so far?
No, not yet. Have you watched our short track program? It's a struggle. So we're working on that. But I've always known these guys have always had good restrictor plate program. And, you know, we showed that in Daytona. We were really fast. And it was fun to run as quick as we did with as good as we did with Austin to try to win that one. And then Fontana, we were super fast as well, too. Those guys had a really good car there last year. So just the short track stuff is really been head-scratching for sure. My front and Randall's front, I know we're trying to work through what it takes to turn that around. So hopefully we can get there to make that, you know, the short track stuff go our way.
Thank you. All right. Our next question will go to Bob, Kelly, and then Dustin.
Bob Packers, Fox Sports. So do you consider today, like, do you feel like you did anything better on a super speedway today than
no.
You just got lucky?
I got lucky.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you consider the Blaney Wallace portion of that luck that they, or do you expect that at the end of a race that there's going to be a block and a wreck?
Well, so Bubba was pushing me on the restart. He had me squirreled up a little bit down the backstretch, and then we got separated from each other, and then he went back to grab whoever was behind him and brought the momentum back forward. I got out a little too far, and then off of four, you know, Bubba was coming with a head of steam, and I could have turned up to get in front of him and try to block it, but I'm like, I'm going to get wrecked. You know, my stuff would not take pushes anyways, and so I was not going to put myself in a spot where I was going to try to take one. So I just let those guys go by and just say, you know what, we'll sort it out down the backstretch and see what happens. We got four more corners to you know, see what happens in this race and two and a half more miles. But they got to pushing real hard and Bubba went to block, and you can't make more than one turn, you know, being pushed. And by the time you make that second one, you're wrecked.
All right, Kelly.
KellyCrandallRacer.com. Kyle, has there been anything noticeably different about super speedway races when it comes to now being in the Chevy camp? Obviously, there's more strength in numbers, which you didn't have at Toyota. Has there been anything noticeable to you in just how the teamwork is, or when it comes to these races of compared to what you had for so many years?
Yeah, we've talked a lot about that, and we've actually worked through some of that stuff. You know, the key partner group had our meeting and stuff on trying to have our eight guys align and be a part of the deal together. And there was a couple moments today where that really helped, you know, just being able to get down to the bottom, having those guys kind of build a gap so you can get in line before you come to pit road. I thought our pit road execution today was really, really good. We all come in, we do our deal getting to pit road, we ride pit road, we do our stops, we come out. We got really organized really quick. So I thought the overall orchestration of that was really good. I wouldn't say it really materialized on the racetrack a whole lot, you know, with, you know, I saw the Toyota guys, they were, I think, four or five of them in a row on the outside there towards the end of the race, and we never really showed that, but there was some good cohesion.
All right, Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Kyle, 8 months ago at Watkins Glen, you opened up about how it had been such a hard-as-hell year at that point. And I think about where you were then to where you are now, two wins with a new organization, having the success. I'm curious, what's it like to be Kyle Busch? What's your mindset now? And how did you get from, I'm not going to say, maybe you'll tell me it's a dark place, but a darker place to this point? Because in one sense, it's probably been a long time, but in another sense, 8 months is a very short period of time.
Yeah, just having a good, strong support system. Obviously, you know, Samantha and Brexton, my family first, but then from there, having a great bunch of guys that, you know, I'm surrounded by that you know, when Richard made comment to Randall about there being a chance that I come over there, he was really pumped up about it, and he was really excited about it, and Petrie was as well, too. I remember Petrie blowing me up for a couple weeks on phone calls and stuff. So, you know, they didn't think that Kyle Busch was washed up or anything like that, and so it was really a breath of fresh air to get over there and get to work, and it's, trust me, I've probably done more, worked harder in this year than I have in the last four, you know, just because of feeling like it's my duty, it's my service to them to give them everything that I've got, absolutely everything that I've got, for them sticking their neck out for me at RCR. So, you know, we're working really hard in a lot of areas. I keep pushing these guys on some stuff, and I hope that it'll continue to get better as we progress through the year. I think next week is another big test for us as the RCR group, statistically speaking, at Dover was horrendous a year ago. So hopefully we can turn that around.
And also, obviously what you've done in your career, you know, can't be questioned, and you're among the greats. There's no doubt about that. But I'm sure every driver has ego or even self-doubt to some degree. So to be able to get two wins so relatively quickly, even though you are Kyle Busch, how important is that to come out of the gate like that? Or what does it mean to you to be able to have done this as opposed to, you know, get your two wins at race 25 and 26 or something, have to fight through it?
Yeah, right. No, I mean, trust me, I think I said it in Fontana, I'll say it again, that the more wins you can get, the earlier you can get them, the better your season's going to go, and the points build up is obviously what you strive for, you know. Winning races in the playoffs obviously moves you through automatically to the next round, so that's a good plus. You get to carry those points that late in the year as well, too. But I've always looked at having strong starts to seasons and that kind of solidifying your base for the remainder of your season. So anytime you get to around – somebody told me this years ago, a long time ago. Anytime you get to about Charlotte, Coke 600, from there to the end of the regular season, like points fluctuation, you might one or two spots, barring something stupid happening. You know, three blown up motors in a row will hurt that. But other than that, just the cycle of racing naturally, you'll end up about the same spot. So I always like to be having a good, strong start to build that foundation.
All right. I believe we had two questions in the back. Go here in the middle right here. And then there was one in the back. Yep. Go ahead.
Jared Haas with FrontStretch.com. It seems like this new next-gen type of racing kind of more preaches patience instead of more the aggressive style. Do you think this kind of suits you more with the more mature Kyle Busch compared to the older Kyle Busch? And how does
what
this
number Kyle are we talking about?
We're talking about 2018 Kyle Busch. Oh, and okay. How does that compare and contrast to other styles, other generation of cars that you've raced?
Yeah, I mean... This style is by far a lot of patience, which I don't think the consensus within the garage area with the drivers is that we enjoy it very much. You know, you'd like to have some areas of opportunities to where you can make some moves and you know, cycle yourself around a little bit. But man, when you ride around there in parade formation for tens of laps at a time, it gets a bit frustrating, and you know that you can do better than that, but you pull out of line and try to make something happen, and you just hit a block wall of air and you go backwards, you know. So everybody's just the same, like it's just so equal. There's not enough separation within everything to put on good, and in my opinion, good exciting racing at the speedway races. I think there's a bit of a struggle right now.
All right, we'll go ahead and take our final question in the back.
Hey, Kyle. Marshall Smith, Stanford University. Can you speak a little bit on the partnership with RCR and the give and take in the transition?
Yeah, to us, you know, with coming on board and being a part of RCR this year, for me, I've had, you know, a lot of great things so far that we've been able to work on and really show some positivity and shows some good momentum in a direction that we need for success for this year. And then, you know, there's just some of the other areas where we're not really seeing the fruits of our labor yet. So, but again, we're all striving for the same thing. That's one goal. That's to win. You know, we want to see Austin get a win. Unfortunately, he had some bum luck today, but we want to get Austin a win, get him in the playoffs as well, too. The Xfinity program's been on fire. They've been super, super strong this year, so that's been fun to see. And, you know, we just need to keep it going in the right way.
All right, Kyle, congratulations again on that win.
Thanks.
We appreciate your time. Wish you best of luck next weekend in Dover.